and play.
Yeah.
And now the play.
And now the players play.
The players. That this is welcome to the players ball.
Yeah. Let's get a little. This is the premium episode. Cause okay. Because again, somebody is too lazy to look at what the fucking reads are for this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're joining us, either this is because this is several days in advance now. Dan Rather here, and I'm tired of doing the news, so I'm doing it all in advance. The president is dead,
yes,
or maybe not.
Or he's alive.
He's either dead or alive. One thing that we know is true is that things out there looking pretty crazy.
Yeah.
People are calling this one of the just weirdest freaking...
One of the most freaking effed up
just
times.
One of them in American history.
Mm-hmm.
It recalls to mind the burning embers of civic rage during the Nixon administration when people found out that he was bad, and because he did a lot of bad things. A lot of the presidents back then were. If you're just joining us, I'm Dan Rather. A lot of the presidents were bad,
but the baddest of them all.
I mean, Trump's pretty bad, I would say. And then I guess, you know, I don't know if I want to make the statement. I don't know if I'm going to get fired if I say that Kennedy was bad, but he was Irish. I don't. That's pretty shitty if you ask me, Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
I don't even know. I can't hear his voice in my head.
I'm Dan Rather.
I mean, he lost his job like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm Brian Adams, and my nose is bent from trying to suck my own dick. I bent my nose trying to jam my head further down into my crotch, and I ended up sucking my own ass.
I gave myself a rim job and permanently bent my nose.
I'm Brian, what's his name?
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams.
Yeah.
It's not Brian Adams. That's a different guy. And
that's the guy that's...
Summer
it's not
69.
Brian. It's not Brian Wilson either.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's the Beach Boys.
Brian Adams is baby.
Of Ryan Adams?
Baby, you're all that I want.
That's what, yeah.
Now you're lying here on my dicks. You're a faggot.
I'm Brian Williams, and my nose is bent from trying to suck my own dick. The president is bad. Reminds us of the beautiful violence, the tension, the sexual tension America felt towards President Nixon. The Watergate scandal, finding out that they had burglarized the Watergate, and you felt outrage, and at the same time, you wanted them to burglarize your ass.
Your ass. Mm-hmm. Your ass was getting wet when you heard the news.
When you just hearing the word shredded made you think about your own walls being torn to pieces in those pre-AIDS years where you could get raw-dogged behind a hotel. And
not fear the retribution of a deadly virus.
And not have to worry about it. When John Hinckley Jr. shot Reagan... Only one thing was on Americans' minds. I wish the bullet had been a penis and Reagan's body had been my asshole.
Boy, I would like a gun that fired penises into my ass.
It would have been nice if John Hinckley Jr. was star of Knight Rider David Hasselhoff. Yes. And he was holding me down, fucking me in the back of his Trans Am. I'm Brian Williams.
I'm Brian Williams.
And Donald Trump is bad.
And Donald Trump is bad.
He's either dead or alive. I've decided to take the month off until the until election night to catch up on Knight Rider, which I didn't even know about.
Have you guys ever seen it? It's pretty good.
The car can talk.
I've just got into the reboot of Knight Rider from the mid-1990s, where there's five Knight Riders.
Wow.
There's a Dodge Durango, I think a Viper. I think the entire thing was just Dodge's lineup for that year.
It was a car commercial, and I wanted to fuck every man that appeared on screen. Because I'm gay.
Because I'm gay. Yeah, my name's Enrique. I'm out here We're just out here waiting in line. We're at the midnight release at GameStop, where a special promotion is in play. We're yeah, my name is Enrique, and I'm excited. I've been waiting out here for 3 hours, and I'm gonna get pussy for the first time. GameStop, for the first time ever, is offering pussy in addition to video games. Oh, man. And a brand new promotion to being test marketed here in El Segundo is a new promotion where, well, we go live now to GameStop headquarters with the CEO, Ed Murder Horse. Yeah, I joined the company back in March. As a lot of people may not be aware, or they are, I'm not sure, is we had a taped managers conference go viral, in which they made it clear that they expected all retail employees who make about minimum wage to die, to get the coronavirus and die, so we could continue ripping people off on used games. And you would think that would have bankrupted the company, but we skated by, so I figured, why not lean into that? That's where they brought me on board. It was the former CEO of Kill Water Systems. It's a paramilitary group based out of Mali. Most of our contracts are with the French government.
That's right.
To do different types, find new ways to do genocide.
That's right. Experiment R&D with genocide.
So my background naturally made me a prime candidate to run GameStop. And I thought, what if, you know, we got this migrant crisis down on the border? What if we continued our trade-in policy, but you're also able to fuck a six-year-old from Guatemala that we kidnapped?
Because it's a free resource.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting in line all night, and I'm really excited because I've never had sex. So I'm gonna pick up a copy of I'm trading in some stuff here. We got a great new promotion. Is if you trade in a PS4 and 85 games, PS4 Pro and 85 games, you still get a $3 credit towards the PlayStation 5, but you also get to fuck a 17-year-old.
You get to fuck a barely legal slave.
Yeah, so you get your own slave.
You get 30 minutes, and you can wear a Mario cap. You can wear Sonic gear, whatever you prefer.
It's 30 minutes or until you bust.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be so. I've been sleeping out here actually for years, but the truth is, I'm a homeless man. I'm 29 years old, so I thought the pussy thing, I thought that ship had sailed, but GameStop came through.
All I had to do was steal my cousin's copy of Need for Speed, which he hasn't played for 15 years.
Yeah, they got a new game called Need for Pussy.
It's either a game or I imagined it. But one thing for sure, I do have that need. I do need pussy. That would be good, man. I think the CEO, if I was the CEO of GameStop, I'd be sick to my stomach that everyone that buys games from me doesn't get pussy. What kind of CEO are you, man?
He's giving people drugs. He's one of the worst drug pushers in this country.
He's one of the worst drug dealers there is. People I haven't been to a GameStop in years.
There's no reason to go.
I went in and I was condescended immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to get the Tony Hawk reboot.
Nice.
But they said that they were out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I buy all my shit.
Just go to Best Buy.
I was...
Best Buy became the spot for that shit like fucking 20 years ago.
Nah, dude. There's something beautiful about going to GameStop. Mm-hmm.
Funko Land. Yes.
Funko Land?
Yeah. Or is that where they sell Funko Pops?
Because GameStop used to be like 19 different companies.
That is true.
Yeah. There was EB Games, Babbage's, GameStop, Funko Land, fucking...
Yeah, I remember there was a period where in my mall, all three of them were bought by GameStop, and there were just three GameStops.
Yeah.
Instead of having an EB Games.
That's really
I was
an
EB
Games.
I was actually an EB Games loyalist.
Yeah.
I was.
But there's no doubt they're all the same kind of business model.
Yeah, I know, but it was just something special, you know.
Yeah.
I just liked it. I had brand loyalty. It was near the Champ Sports that I would get my sneakers at, so I would peruse. Shouts out to East Point Mall.
Yeah, but Best Buys are better. I remember, because like Best Buy, I remember switching to Best Buy to buy video games, and I was like probably, I don't know, I guess 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you really matured.
Well, yeah, you're like, well, this is a store for grown-ups.
There's a fridge here. There's a washer dryer if I want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could be going to consult Carlos in the home or the car audio section.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my favorite is where they have that weird, what is it, Magnolia?
Yeah, yeah, where there's a couch and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that about?
They have their own living room.
It's like
a
home
Best
theater.
Buy.
I think those guys used to like go to your house and fucking settle that shit up.
Yeah. Yeah, like make it like acoustically perfect.
Geek Squad will do that with like any TV you get.
Oh, really?
So I have no idea what the Magnolia room is for.
It's nice. Forget pussy.
Usually they'll have, because now the way most Best Buys, at least in the city, are set up, I still go to Best Buy pretty often.
Yeah, okay, respect.
Is the TVs are like separated by manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Magnolia section should have the flagship TVs for all of the manufacturers, but often it doesn't. It's just mm-hmm. like it's fucking like a mix of, usually it's the biggest TVs they have rather than the Sony's Master Race TVs.
Mm-hmm. But don't those cost like $10,000, the crazy ones?
Some of them. The Sony flagship, the 85-inch Z9G, I think is $13,000.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How good could a TV be, dude?
I don't know.
TV
I have
$13,000.
I have the version of that that came out in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I paid like, I think like $2,800 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, you see my TV.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't, I mean,
it's
would
got
I be able to tell?
The deepest blacks you've ever seen.
I know. How deep can a black get?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need black to be actually black.
I respect it. I mean, it's a good ass TV. And $2,800 is whatever, but like, 10,000, some mm-hmm. of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's for like people that are millionaires.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I would like to get some head at the Magnolia room.
Yeah.
Kanye's got a cool TV.
While the fucking store is open. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. I'd like to take a damn nap at
the
Magnolia.
If you could Airbnb the Magnolia room, stay there. Stay in the fucking the one in, where's the one in Union Square?
That'd it's 24 nice. Hours in Union
Get
Square.
Some pussy in there in the Magnolia room.
Yeah, I've told a couple stories about that place.
About the 24-hour
Best Buy.
Yeah.
I have to piss real bad already.
What's up with you, man? Why?
Because I drank a shit ton of coffee.
That makes sense.
As you can tell, I'm trying here, but I'm very low energy.
Do you have a tough day?
I'll just pretend. No, I just didn't get much sleep.
You're having sex with a guy?
Wow. I wasn't going to say anything.
That would be awesome if you were getting
I wasn't going to tell you, but yeah, I was fucking you while you were asleep.
Dude, what?
Oh, not just any guy.
Yeah, while you were asleep.
It was you.
I was fucking
Are you serious?
All your head holes. Mm.
I don't have any head holes.
Yeah, you do.
You mean my mouth?
Yeah. And then the one on the back that lets you go into the Matrix.
That was quite a twist right there.
How does it feel? What would that feel like if you got that fingered?
What, that hole?
The head hole?
Would you bust?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's an erogenous
I wonder
thing.
if you could like get the just scrape.
Well, they
good.
They can put sex stuff through the wire into that hole.
How about a different Matrix, like a different Matrix where the Wachowski brothers announced that they're
with the Wachowskis.
They announced it instead of being women, they're racists.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, yeah, the movies are actually about a utopian future where black people don't know how to use computers, so they have to live underground in a dungeon.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's something, but don't black then, people, aren't they good at computers?
Yeah, they're
movie?
Really good at computers in that movie.
The only white guy is Keanu.
It is very funny to watch those movies and realize the implication is that they just don't let black people in the Matrix. Unless they're hacking.
Yeah.
All the
right.
black people live in a hole in the middle of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All the white people are just like...
Are living. There no white people in the Matrix?
The white Matrix
there's
is
Trinity.
Yeah, what about the Oracle? She's black.
Well, the Oracle
that's a computer program.
Yeah,
really?
That's not a chick.
That black
you watch
lady
the Matrix,
wasn't.
Here's the only. If you watch the first one, right, when Neo's walking around the city, no black people. There's none. The only the slaves that are hooked up to the computers are only white people.
Oh, interesting.
Because that's not slavery. You have a tube hooked up to your mouth that feeds you probably stuff that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they got out of the, if you imagine like Neo wakes up and he's in that amniotic sac or whatever. Instead of it being like a bunch of scary towers or whatever with lightning all over the place, he was in like a comfortable bed somewhere. There was a hot woman robot sucking his dick.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty awesome.
You know, and it's like...
Yeah, imagine if that was work. You just clock into the Matrix for 8 hours, yeah. And then you clock out and you get to get pussy from the robot?
Right, right, right.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would have been a better movie.
That would have been a much better movie.
It would have been a much better movie. It's a world where you're getting your dick sucked all the time to generate power.
That would have been actually interesting.
For evil robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, why are the robots even so evil? They just want to exist, mate.
Mm-hmm. Well, they thought it would be kind of racist to have black slaves. So that's why they don't have, you know, that's why, they, all the black people have to live in the middle of the earth because they're like, ergo, it would not be a good look.
Yeah. Let's consider
the optics. That's why we have, there's two programs that run everything, me and then the Oracle, and we figured that should probably be a black lady. We figured for diversity's sake, that one should be a black lady.
The Oracle is a program.
Yeah.
Really?
The Matrix was created by Viacom.
Mm-hmm. And the Oracle was created by Oracle.
You believe it is the year 1999, Neo, when it's closer to the year 2099. The Matrix was set up after society fell apart when... they had to staff every TV show with Indian woman. And people became so bored that they started
TV
jamming.
TV was so gay that they started trying to put wires into their heads.
People started jamming wires.
Maybe this will be fun.
Maybe this will be better.
Maybe I could see a show in my brain directly, they said.
After the 12th season of Blackish, there was a mass suicide.
I love how much of a black nerd Morpheus is.
Oh, yeah.
Horrific. Mm-hmm. Just like Neo's like, can you stop spitting on my lips when you're talking to me? And he's like, I can't control my excitement.
Hi, a new Yu Yu Hakusho just came out.
He's like, this is my ship, the Shadow the Hedgehog. Named after this is my prized ship, the Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. It's powered by Chaos Emeralds. Actually, it's powered by gas.
Shut up. Joe Pantoliano. Shut up.
Let me ask you something. If they told you you'd be out here taking orders from some black nerd, would you have done it? Would you have fucking done it? You're hanging out with this fucking guy who can't shut up about the GameStop get some pussy special? To finally get pussy?
Spending all his time sharpening his samurai swords?
I want the codes to Zion. I can't give you that. But I can give you the membership number of the GameStop rewards program of the guy who might have it.
Fuck.
I had no idea it would be nothing but fucking queers. It's all fucking losers.
Nobody gets any pussy down here.
Let me tell you something. I get out of this fucking Matrix, there's not a single fucking Italian guy. Nothing. Yeah, you won't believe what they got going on down there. Looks like Newark. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, I just want a chicken palm. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I want to go in and I want to be in Bensonhurst and I don't want to remember nothing. You understand me? Nothing. And I want there to be, some kind of new type of smoked meat I haven't had before. Something like Soprasetta, but maybe a little spicier.
I want to be the captain of the neighborhood watch, and I want to be able to kill black teenagers.
Yeah, I want my arms from the elbows down to be baseball bats. And they spin like windmills. And I'm just walking through a black daycare center. Consider it done. Oh, I need the codes to Zion.
So wait, there's special codes? That's what he gave them?
Yeah, that's why he wants to kidnap Morpheus so that he can get the codes.
It's been too long since I saw Matrix 1.
I should fire it up.
I'm thinking we should watch it in between episodes.
The Matrix rewatch?
Maybe order a little food.
Dude, that's not a bad idea. I would watch the fuck out of the Matrix.
I'm down, dude.
I don't remember what happened at all.
I mean, I think I remember everything, but I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know the Oracle was a program.
No, I thought
she was a real
that.
Black lady that could tell the future.
Mm. No, I remember
why would you
that.
Call her the Oracle?
Well, she...
You know, in ancient Greece, the oracles, they were just fucking getting high off gas.
Yeah, yeah, they lived in them. They were like bipolar disorder.
Yeah, dude. That rocks. Yeah. Some dumbass kings going over there. Dude, I'm reading a history of like ancient or like medieval England because I want to go to sleep early and it fucking, it's boring and I go to sleep. But it's kind of interesting.
What did you learn?
I'm still in chapter 4 or 5.
That's pretty good.
But, I guess they had kings even in like prehistory.
They should make an Italian version of the Matrix. I like that. I like Joey Pants demanding. I want to go to a different place where it's all Italians.
Yeah, I want a fat wife.
None of this fucking, whatever they got going on at Zion, I fucking hate it.
I hate it.
Not only is it not the right color, but it's this fucking like industrial music nightclub bullshit.
Yeah, you know there was like no actual...
Where's the chairman of the board?
Yeah.
There was like no fucking in Zion. It was just all bullshit cuddle puddle. Like nerd, sexual nerd shit.
Nerds fuck, though.
It was just making out.
If it's just nerds, they fuck.
Mm-hmm. Were those guys nerds that all fucked each other?
Tank or whatever? Oh, yeah.
At your show?
Yeah, shouts out to those guys. I should talk about it on the other ep, but... Salute to the guys that fucked each other that came to the show in
That's
Philly.
That's pretty cool.
Where'd you get those Soviet medals, Adam?
I think from
a previous relationship.
No.
They were inherited?
Just has medals.
From a current... From
Yeah, they give them to you.
No, we stole...
Me and Anna have awards from the Soviet Union.
I don't
want to
talk about that. No, I think
we got awards from the Soviet Union for podcasts.
I think my current relationship, she stole it from her parents' house in the city.
Respect.
That's who I was doing.
Yeah.
That's your current girlfriend.
That's how old girls sound to
Masha.
Me. No, that's not her. That's not her.
His current girlfriend, Masha.
Is the mouse from Fievel?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah. A Jewish immigrant mouse.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm tired of this bullshit. Why is everybody black?
Why? I don't want to fucking hear it.
Not even a Chinese guy.
There's not a fucking single Chinese guy down there.
I can't even get lo mein when I want lo mein.
I could have been having fucking General Tso's chicken, but no. It's nothing but that bullshit cereal.
They just serve Uncle Ben's rice, but it's boiled down soft.
Yeah, I love he gets out of the Matrix and they just like in Zion they have no ability. They can get something that you can eat, but like whatever it is, it's just that disgusting slop.
Yeah, is there animals in Zion? What the hell?
Probably not because they have to live under the Earth's crust.
Yeah, they don't explain their agriculture.
Yeah, there's no agriculture. Yeah.
What about potatoes growing?
You know what
they
probably eat? They probably eat bugs.
Yeah, probably.
They probably eat
some bugs might not be
subterranean bugs.
Lobsters?
What's that?
I got to piss.
Oh, go piss, dude. No problem. No problem. We got this. We got it from here.
Damn it. Those are some long shorts Nick's wearing.
I respect that look. What was I going to say?
What were you going to say?
I forgot now.
Yeah, dude, because I'm saying there's a bunch of shit that grows underground, right? You could have potatoes. Why aren't they fucking having baked potatoes?
But they're like...
Don't they have guns?
They're even deeper underground. You know, they're like under the crust or something.
So there's no soil? They're under the soil?
I think they're under the potato line. That's what I would venture
they're
to guess.
They're stepping on a ground,
there's
right?
There's a ground, yeah, but...
Isn't there ground?
It's like a cavey ground. It's kind of a rocky surface.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no soil.
I mean, I don't know.
How about hydroponics? Why don't they get grow lights?
That's a possibility, of course.
So you're telling me there's not even weed?
Yeah, they could be smoking loud.
They're not
if they
even smoking
to.
Loud in Zion?
No, that's actually very disappointing.
That's fucked up, dude.
Those fucking Wachowskis think they can get away with that bullshit.
That is fucked up.
The Matrix 1 is a good movie. I remember thinking it was amazing. I want to rewatch it now after we're
Let's
done with this.
Let's fucking see it, dude.
I'm down.
I don't give a fuck at all, mate. yeah, dude. I'm feeling like I don't know. I would go back to the Matrix. Although Keanu's life was gay, right? He just worked at an office.
He went to Didn't you go to like internet cafes?
Yeah.
So we could do LAN parties.
Damn.
Do like techno style LAN parties.
Yeah, that sucks. But he's handsome. Why wasn't he getting pussy?
Yeah, they never, never went explained. Into that, whether he was getting pussy before.
I need
We're
to know.
We're finding all these plot holes
there's
right
a
now.
Lot of fucking plot holes. There's no Italians in Zion. And there's and we don't know if Keanu gets pussy or not. I'm going to say he probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Because why would you join the Matrix if
he's
you
like,
got
I'm
pussy?
A fucking nerd, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not the one, I'm the nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, we were just discussing whether Keanu gets pussy in the Matrix. Probably not, right?
Well, he wants to... He gets tempted by... What's her name? The chick.
The bitch in the leather?
Yeah. And that's why he wants to... He wants to follow her. Because he's trying
and
to...
Why is he the one he's just randomly just chosen?
Because of the prophecy.
How did they find him?
I don't know. Morpheus knew the prophecy. We're going to figure this out in about an hour.
Yeah. You may have been looking for me. I've been looking for you. Let me tell you about it. It'd be cool if the people who made movies phoned their jobs in as much as I do mine.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know?
I would like to watch a movie that no one really gave a fuck about.
You want the truth? You can't fucking handle the truth.
The truth, pal, is something that you're not even going to...
Do you want the truth? Maybe you can come over here and suck my dick for it. Well, I like that line better. I think it's a better line.
I'm not saying the other one.
The one you wrote is what we call in the business a bunch of fag bullshit.
Either use it or don't. I don't care.
I'm not saying it. That's the take you're getting out of me.
He refuses to say it. Fire me.
What are you going to do? Get Michael Ironside? I shouldn't have agreed to do this movie. You want the truth? Why don't you come over here and suck it out of my ass?
I got a truth for you, pal. It's in my balls.
Why don't you come suck all 5 pumps of truth directly out of my nutsack? How you doing, sugar tits?
I'm just calling Tom Cruise sugar tits the entire movie.
You ordered that man to be killed. You ordered my dick into your mouth. I just feel like my character should be a little bit more confrontational, no?
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy, isn't he?
I haven't read the script.
I'm not reading the script. That was the deal. I bring my own uniform. I do my own haircuts. I make up my own lines.
Well, then write his dialogue better.
Yeah.
Make it more obvious.
Whatever happened to firing Tom Cruise and hiring my pal?
who does Jack Nicholson want? Who does Jack Nicholson want him replaced with?
I don't know. He was friends with Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, that would be so funny.
But that wouldn't be funny.
That's so funny.
It's not funny.
That's a great, hilarious.
I'm sorry, dude.
Is to use.
You know who it is? It's Rip Torn.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Cruise in the movie. Oh, yeah. And I am getting funny. Pussy with Jack.
That's Rip, funny. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jack.
Oh, guys, please. Stay in character.
What do you say we blow this dumb trial and go get us some old fashioned pussy?
Well, that sounds great, buddy.
How about me and you leave the base and we go rape, quote unquote, Demi Moore in her dressing room?
Now you're talking. I thought you'd never ask.
The director's like, cut. It's like, I'm sorry. Isn't the title of this movie The Truth You Can't Handle?
No. That's the line you won't say.
Were the cameras rolling? Yes, they were. Good. Cut it together. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
We got it.
We got it. We got the take.
We got it.
They just shoot all of Tom Cruise's lines separate with a different guy there.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, they shot both that and Days of Thunder. All at once. Same. Yeah, it's one production. That's why it was so expensive. And then the Days of Thunder was originally a movie about a race car driver that becomes a JAG lawyer.
A lawyer for the Army.
A lawyer after
he crashes.
A naval lawyer.
Right.
And Michael, because his friend Michael Worker dies.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it makes him say, fuck it, I'm going to the Army or whatever.
They say if I race another race car again, I'm going to die. So I want to ask you a favor, Trickle. I know we're rivals, but do one thing for me. If I can't race again, please fuck that doctor. Please get some pussy from that
take
doctor.
Take a picture of a pussy.
Get some pussy from that doctor for me, boy.
And take a show it, put it, bury it in my grave with me.
I'm going to wait for you in heaven to tell me about that pussy.
Make sure you get some of that pussy for me from that doctor. Anything you want.
Make a rubber pussy on a Ouija board for me.
Anything you need, Michael, I'll do it.
You're my best friend.
We got a fancy IndyCar boy, huh? What's fucking Duvall's character in that movie?
He's the coach, right? Yeah.
I haven't seen
you. Gotta drive the race car around the track slow.
He teaches
us real drive real slow. Everybody trying to go too fast. Just go nice and slow.
Do it slow.
He just fucking Tom Cruise driving 2 miles per hour. That's it. That's it.
And now turn left.
Yeah. And then they're like, you're fired. You
want
to drive the car slow? You want to have sex fast?
You've never seen Days of Thunder?
No.
It sucks. It's such a bad movie.
I
haven't seen that or
you drive slow, get the pussy, you can come fast.
You get your dick hard fast.
It's where Tom got the pussy from Nicole
for the first time.
Yeah, on that set.
Even though he's gay.
Well, you know, he's an actor.
He
can act like he likes pussy.
Boom, 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 boom. Thing about racing, son, is you got to be racist. You got to. That's the thing that drives
right
you.
Right there on the word, boy.
It's what keeps you driving around the track. As you understand, you have it in your mind, you're spelling the word. And then, left turn. Left turn again. The straightaway, just like the I and the letter. And then you hit the G's. That's the turn. It's got the same curve. Do the G's look like the racetrack? And the E. For emergency brake. That's part of the car.
So you're just thinking the word.
Oh, that's racism again. N stands for NASCAR. I forgot that at the start. That's how you fancy IndyCar boys come over to NASCAR. You don't understand it. It's all about being racist.
You gotta say the N-word, son.
You're saying the only way I can win races is if I become racist towards black people? That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what I'm telling you, boy. Now say it.
Now say it to me. Say it quietly into my ear real quick. Just whisper it to me. Please. Please just whisper it.
Come on, please.
Please do it.
I need it right now.
Listen, I'm dying.
Say it.
What? You can't die. Why are you upset? You just met this guy 5 minutes ago. You can't die. You got to coach me to the World Series of Racing of NASCAR, the Daytona World Series.
Why would they pick racing? You can't even see. It's fucking boring, dude.
What?
It's a circle.
Yeah.
Over. It's not very cinematic.
Because they struck gold with Top Gun, and they just wanted to do the same thing with race cars.
But that shit's up in the air.
Yeah, but you can
planes look cool.
You can make a NASCAR race look cool.
I guess you could, with a crash.
Yeah, with a crash, with cool cuts, you know, with people taking over, you know, passing other guys.
I guess, but whenever it's on TV, it just looks boring as fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's not a movie, you know.
I know.
In a movie, they can make it look cool.
I can see other sports looking cool in a movie much more readily than fucking NASCAR.
Son, you understand? They used to drag people behind these cars.
I don't think that's true.
That's why it's called drag racing.
I didn't. You We're know not. What? I haven't looked into it. I've only been on this job about 6 months.
I lied on monster.com. I just said I could. I knew how to drive race cars.
But for 6 months ago, I was working at Batteries Plus.
sound like this.
I got arrested for eating the batteries. They found out I was eating the batteries, and they sent me to jail. Now I coach NASCAR.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I haven't seen the movie with Jack Nicholson that we were talking about.
A
either.
Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen it.
Oh,
the truth, the hard truth,
the hard truth.
Yeah, the truth you can't handle.
The truth you can't handle.
About halfway through the production, I insisted they fire Tom Cruise and replace him with Jean-Claude Van Damme. You have to tell me the truth. Why don't you suck my dick, you French piece of shit?
I'm from Belgium.
Yeah. You tell him, Jack. Yeah.
We split Tom Cruise's character into two. His Rip Torn plays the elements of him that were my character's friends. Jean-Claude Van Damme is the faggy French guy. Gets me riled up.
All the lawyer scenes.
You have to understand my character in the movie is a Marine. Who's in Vietnam, I think, or Korea or something. So he hates the truth. He just wants to kill POWs.
This fucking trial.
What's
today?
The premise of that movie? There's like a hazing incident.
Yeah, someone dies in basic training.
Someone dies in a hazing.
Oh, it wasn't even like a hate crime or like a war crime?
You were there. You put the flashlight in his ass. You shoved it all the way up until it hit his brain. You watched him die.
Then Tom Cruise.
You want the truth? Come suck it out of my dick. Like, we were so close. We almost had it. It was such a real scene, and Jack just refused to say the line that we could put in a Green Band trailer.
Is it Aaron Sorkin?
No. Yeah, I think,
really?
I think
it is. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is Aaron Sorkin.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It seems good.
And then Tom Cruise is the ambitious prosecutor.
He's the ambitious prosecutor who's, I think, like, commanding officer is played by Demi Moore, whoever.
Yeah, she's his boss, but then
she's his boss, but he's, like, constantly, like, fucking, like,
he's being
she's
flirty.
Like, do you think this is going to have you, like, you think you're good, like, you're going to have the, you're going to be ready for this deposition tomorrow? He's like, you think you're going to be ready to get down on all fours and get fucked by me? Yeah, I can't tell if you're reprimanding me or you're trying to suck my cock and get fucked by me. Mm-hmm. He's, like, always, like, yeah, just, like,
he's flirting with her.
And then she reacts like an autistic person.
Because she's so good at being a troop and a lawyer that she's not
even a
woman.
At the end, does she give him pussy?
I wonder. I think maybe he does get pussy at some point.
I think, well, because in real life, Tom Cruise and his future spouse, they met on the set. Him and Michael Rooker got married.
Yeah, that's true.
That movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in love with each other.
Who's Michael Rooker?
You'd know him if you saw him.
He's black?
No, he's a white guy that,
he's a white
that
guy
talks
from,
like that.
He's from like Mississippi or something. Mm-hmm. He's on The Walking Dead.
Never he's been it. In a lot of stuff, yeah.
Never seen The Walking Dead. Looks like a nerd show to me.
Yeah, that show. I watched the first episode of that and I was like, no, thank you.
Looks like one of the gayest shows of all time.
It's fucking lame. And it was one of those, like Breaking Bad was like the only thing. I guess I enjoyed the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, but like those, it was annoying. Like the fandoms that
it happened a lot with TV shows. It was Walking Dead was the worst.
Yeah.
With the least substance.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad was good.
Breaking Bad's great television. The problem is that there's people that consume things that are just like mindless, technically good, but you know, mindless shit that you just consume and they have to turn it into a fucking identity.
They have to do dress up. Yeah. They have to go to Comic-Con.
Not even the dress-up thing. Just like the people that are like, I'm actually like really into Batman. It's like, oh, you like one of the highest grossing movies.
I know.
Yeah, one of the
I
most
know.
Famous.
Yeah.
That was the biggest fucking movie of like a decade.
Yeah, right.
The Heath Ledger joke, like
oh,
that
really?
One.
Yeah, you're really into that, huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's your whole personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really into Christmas.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess that is what people do. People are into like sports and shit.
Yeah, well, no, most of that kind of person has been like relegated to the world of like collecting Funko Pops.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Reddit, for all of its faults, did like basically pull those people away from in-person conversations.
Mm-hmm. That's
and now
true.
There's a place like that.
It acted as a filter,
right? And now those people have just been dispersed into various subreddits.
Yeah, it's given them a home.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. There's a bunch of subreddits to show off your cock and stuff too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's guys commenting on other guys' cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, George.
You posted pictures of his cock on that subreddit. I posted pictures of my own cock, and you can't prove otherwise.
It's black. It's a black cock.
That's mine.
That's what my cock looks like.
It's black or Pacific Islander.
It was my penis. It wasn't the recruits. You have no way to prove it. He's dead. That's not true. We actually took pictures of his penis.
We saw his penis.
We took.
Saw his penis before he died.
There's something happened where we have pictures of his penis. You guys cut it off or something, but we have pictures of it. Mm-hmm. I'm Tom Cruise.
I'm Tom Cruise. I didn't suck it, by the way.
Hey, it's not cool to have pictures of somebody's penis. You have to get rid of the pictures of the guy's penis because it's disrespectful to him. I'm about to disrespect your mouth with my own penis.
Sounds like a party to me.
Yes, it does. Objection, Your Honor.
It's a gay orgy.
Sustained. Finish your question, counselor. Get to the point, counselor. I'm losing my patience.
Have you ever fingered a man, Jeff?
You know I have. We did it together.
Nice. No further matter.
That place Hopper had out in New Mexico. You remember that? It was we called it the summer of asshole fingering. 3 straight months of mescaline and fingering each other's assholes, and quoting Hunter S. Thompson. That's when we really nailed down what it means to be a celebrity.
Okay, guys, but just keep it the characters. Yeah.
A lot of it seems like just wanton excess and disgusting depravity, but really, nobody had any idea what a celebrity was supposed to be back then. Mm-hmm. If we hadn't have done that, Gwyneth Paltrow wouldn't have had the confidence to go around with a fake British accent and embarrass herself for our entertainment. You see, showmanship is about way more than just the movies. It keeps going way beyond when they say cut. You really gotta act like a stupid fucking asshole. So that people can feel better than you, even though your life is subjectively a million times better than theirs. That's why we raped James Dean until he killed himself.
Boy, did I have a nice boy pussy.
You raped James Dean. I just said I did, you fucking asshole. You want the truth? You can't. Oh. You almost got it.
Sorry.
Very close. I see what you did there. You tricked me into getting into that tangent about raping James Dean.
You're a good prosecutor.
Very nice try, Mr. Van Damme. I almost had him do it. He's just wearing a suit from the waist up, and he's got like a thong on, and he's doing splits in between the two desks.
Yes, absolutely. The
defense attorney's like, can you get your foot off my desk, please? It's not yours. I will use the courtroom the way I feel. In France, this is how the trial is done.
You're not from France.
I would like to file a motion to allow me to do the trial the way I would do it in France. Because in the first part of the movie, I'm losing the trial, and then I confide in Demi Moore that in France, we're allowed to be in women's clothes from the waist down and do the splits. And so you helped me file an obscure motion that lets me do the splits in the courtroom. And then I have the confidence to ask the tough questions. He's got no shoes on. His foot's all over my fucking desk.
One of his nuts is hanging out of the thong.
We can see his balls. This is disgusting. He's this got isn't our fucking trial. You expect me to defend whoever Jack Nicholson is playing here with this weird French asshole, got his foot on my fucking desk and everybody can see his balls and asshole?
He's wearing the thong backwards.
Yeah. He's got his arms crossed and his splits in between the desks. Hey, it's my courtroom right now. Overruled, counselor. He did file a motion to act like a weird French fucking retard with the help of Demi Moore's character.
Demi, can I get some pussy, please?
How about we all call it even and we get some of Demi's pussy? Call it recess.
We call it boys will be boys.
Why don't we chuck it up to boys will be boys? I'm sure if that recruit were still alive, all he would want is a little piece of that sweet thicket of a bush she's got. We've all seen the pictures.
Yeah, she does have a nice bush.
Your Honor, may I just say I downloaded that picture of Demi Moore's bush on Kazaa the other night. We all know it. Let's not pretend we don't know.
We've all jacked off to her.
We've all seen the picture.
The thing is we've all seen the picture because as soon as we got online, somehow that was the first piece of pornography anyone saw.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the picture.
I have not seen that.
Please.
In France, the only website is WikiHow, how to do the splits. How to be a gay clown. How to be a splits clown lawyer.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, that sounds like a good movie, man. I'm going to check it out. I didn't even know Demi was in it.
Yeah.
That picture really was ubiquitous.
Oh, thank God for that picture.
Yeah.
Somehow terribly hairy, but the lips are still distinct. It's a rare combination.
She was in great shape. You got to give her that.
Oh, well into her 40s. She was looking great.
No, no, I mean in that picture.
I know.
We're just talking about that one picture.
I know, but she's a specimen.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Demi Moore.
You want the truth? That's the thing that boop don't realize.
No.
Sorry, I'm getting ready for this thing Marty has me on in about 10 years.
I'm practicing one specific speech over and over.
He's given me 20 years to work on a Boston accent.
And I'm still going to talk like this.
And what he's getting is Jack Nicholson.
That's the last time Jack Nicholson was like even like cognizant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they really got him at the.
He
tail
does
end.
The R thing, I guess. He does the Boston R thing,
but I mean, he has dementia now, right? Like he's gone.
I don't know.
He doesn't even go.
That's
to
why he
games.
Stopped acting because he couldn't remember his lines.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He improvised. It'd be nice to see him in one last thing.
I know.
It's gonna be sad when he dies.
He's the.
It really will be.
Yeah.
He's the best.
But that's why Departed was like, he gets to go out like with a hard-ass dick.
Yeah.
It's really cool when he takes the fistful of coke and throws it on the girl's pussy. It's very cool.
Now, that's a good movie.
Yeah. Here's some cocaine for your pussy.
There we go, Jack.
The classic line.
Jack,
that's good.
It.
Let's get more pussy. Let's get more cocaine thrown at the pussy.
Yeah. I want a snowball of cocaine. Throw it out at the pussy.
Damn. Numbing up a pussy big time.
Yeah, that's finally, not good for sex.
I finally read Chaos. I had that sitting on the shelf since it probably came out.
Oh, the CIA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it good?
It's good. It ends kind of abruptly, and it's like, you know, like the kind of like shocking premise at the core of the thing is the idea that MKUltra like worked,
mm-hmm.
and they did discover how to control people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
But... you know, the larger implication that,
and guess
like
what?
Manson was just like basically instructed to give a bunch of like fucking retards in the desert LSD. And he was like kept violating his parole and they never, like no one would ever arrest him.
Mm-hmm. Shit, maybe I should read that.
Yeah, Manson was like an asset for the CIA. That's
really?
The argument, yeah.
It wasn't that Manson was an asset for the CIA. There were other people that were like CIA assets that were scientists. That
right.
His
right,
parole right. officer was like kind of tied up with the CIA.
Hmm. So that's another movie, or another movie. That's another book
Manson
that I've read.
Manson was 5'2", right? And getting pussy left yeah. and right.
I've read 60 pages of that book.
Chaos?
Pretty good.
How many yeah. pages is there total?
I don't know, like 300?
Oh, I could do that. It's,
I think 421 pages of readable text, and then the remainder is acknowledgments.
Acknowledgments.
Yeah, an index. You can knock out that
There's
index.
Probably no
you don't
index.
Have to read the index.
It's a quick read. I read it in like, probably like a day and a half.
That guy wrote another book, right? That's like...
Tom O'Neill?
Yeah.
Fuckley Carmichael?
Yes, Fuckley
Carmichael.
Fuckley
Carmichael. The mm-hmm. black intellectual.
It'd be fun to write like a big conspiracy, a big conspiracy book, and just lie and say it took you like 25 years to research. Just yeah. make it all
just
up.
Just make everything up.
And then, the story is that Stokely Carmichael was actually in blackface and was a white guy.
Mm, that would be good.
That there were actually no black people in the '60s, and that the CIA was actually just going around in blackface.
Yeah,
creating the idea of racial disharmony.
Right.
To set up Joe Biden for a win in 20 to set up Hillary. Yeah. Hillary's campaign started in 1960. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that, but they were like, there's some dumb bitch that wants to be president.
Yeah, they saw that picture where she was smiling.
The, yeah, the first plan, she was like, you need to kill John F. Kennedy so mm-hmm. I can become president. And then they did, and then, you know, still nobody... You know,
they listened to her.
They're like, maybe you can marry Bill Clinton and then we'll kill him and you can become president. But he stayed alive. They actually shot him a million times, but mm-hmm. he was kept alive by pussy.
That's right.
Yeah, adrenaline.
The most glorious nectar.
And pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's why he had to keep going on the plane, dude. For medical treatment.
I got a secret. I found a way to stay alive forever. You just keep having sex with kids.
You just get pussy from children.
You just keep having sex with kids. Just him at the DNC. He's completely senile now. Yeah. I can't wait. I remember inviting our good friend Joe here to have sex with children on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. I remember like Bill. No. Let me tell the story.
What a good guy he is. He wouldn't even get pussy from a child.
It's a cool story.
Well,
man.
He couldn't get hard, so I started sucking him off.
They call it fluffing.
He's still not getting hard. But I forgot that I had still had the top of the goat's head on my tied to my skull. And the horns were poking him in the nipples, and he was in so much pain that he couldn't get his penis hard. So, you know, then Hillary came, and she was sucking his dick while I was eating her ass. And Jeff was there, and he was sucking on my toes. And we were just all talking about how funny it is that we control the world.
I miss Jeff every day.
Jeff was a great guy.
He was a good guy. He was a cool dude.
Yeah, I remember, you know, they said they talk about his egg-shaped penis, and that's true. We actually used to draw little faces on it. And, you know, when you do that thing where you draw a face on your chin and turn upside down and you talk or whatever. We would do that with his penis. We would make a little face on it. And then
Mr. Clinton, everyone. President Clinton. Yeah. I'm not done, damn it.
The feed cuts out.
Yeah.
He's still on stage when it comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He literally, I mean, I know that was mostly a joke, but he literally did just hang out with Jeffrey Epstein and fuck children. Like, that's one of the least, that bit is one of the least ridiculous ones we've ever made.
Yeah.
He probably didn't suck Joe Biden off, but he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein and fucking children.
Yeah.
God damn. He looks horrible, by the way. That motherfucker looks bad now.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, he looks weird.
He stopped eating meat.
They've lived beyond the grave. They've gone
it's
on.
It's the adrenochrome.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Voldemort, dude, when they had that motherfucker hooked up to unicorn blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what baby pussy is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. It'd be funny if Joe Biden gets COVID and then, like, the Democrats have to be like...
It's an experimental treatment that the Democratic Party is engaging in. Nobody likes it, but Joe Biden is going to have sex with children to try and stop COVID, which, let's just, I will get it out of the way. Yes, the entire Democratic Party has sex with children to stay alive because of some kind of vampire energy. But that's fine, because at least it's not Russia.
That's right.
It's
that's
not. Right. It's
as
not
long as it's not a comrade from Moscow.
Moscow Mitch.
As long as Moscow Mitch didn't set it up.
Yeah. We'd like to see Vladimir Putin do this to a baby.
Damn, Putin honestly is coming out as the finesse star of all this.
Yeah.
He's basically been in power, what, like 20 years now? 25?
Yeah, since 99.
Yeah, he's killing
He's steal. He just got Crimea, right? He just took it.
Yeah.
No one said. No one did shit.
He had his troops take the flags off their uniforms.
No, it belongs to them. All of Ukraine belongs to Russia.
Isn't it its own thing?
No, it belongs to Russia.
Oh, the entire Eastern Bloc belongs to Russia.
It's not the entire thing, but definitely all of the Caucasus belong to Russia.
Aren't they their own countries?
No, I'm saying they shouldn't be.
Why not?
Because Russia has spent enough time dominating. First of all, there's plenty of ethnic Russians in Ukraine, so they should own that land, and it's outright.
Okay.
And then the Caucasus, it's like, you know, I mean, they spent so much time. They did genocides there. I mean, they might as well.
They put the work in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
They was grinding.
Who was the what country is the Caucasus?
There's a bunch of them.
Like Kazakhstan and shit like that?
No, that's like Central Asia. The Caucasus are like Dagestan, Chechnya.
Oh, hell yeah. Those boys don't fuck around.
Yeah, the MMA countries.
Those countries fucking rock. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like underneath that is Azerbaijan and Armenia.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They beef constantly.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think they're beefing right now.
Yeah, that shit's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Because I like fucking like Armenia, both Armenians and like Azerbaijanis will complain about like the like I guess what's the capital of Azerbaijan is Baku. Yeah, so in Baku,
why the fuck do you guys know that
they were killing all of these fucking like Armenians?
Jesus.
But like then in now? like what is it, Yerevan is the capital of
Armenia.
Yeah, so in Armenia they were like just genociding fucking Azeris, and then in Azerbaijan they were like just
really?
Killing. Yeah.
God damn.
So both sides will try to like be like, oh, we faced all of this, and it's like, no, they were just killing each other over it was like one district that basically the Soviet Union gave to Azerbaijan. I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember.
Azerbaijan sounds much like they have magic carpets.
They do have magic carpets. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Armenia sounds like, you know what, they're regular. They're just like they're like half Turkish, half European.
Yeah.
Yeah, Armenia
they
is
hate
just
Turks. The Turks got them big time.
Yeah, it's just East Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a nation of cab drivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Azerbaijani sounds like they got pointy ass shoes. They got little fezes and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's Agrabah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like yeah.
It all sounds fucking gay to me.
It sounds like some gay bullshit.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
As long as they got pussy, I'm going.
Do they have, can you get ass there?
there better be pussy.
Are they selling ass down there?
And get ass.
We're going to go up to the mountains and get some ass.
I said that for years.
Get ass.
Get ass. Did you get ass this weekend?
I love getting ass.
Get ass.
I love getting a nice fucking mouthful of ass.
I'm trying to blast in some ass.
Oh. To get ass.
Me and Michael Rooker are married. We met on the set of The Truth That Cannot Be Handled. We're in love with each other.
Who directed that movie?
What? A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Some fucking guy.
Yeah. Let's say Don Siegel.
Yeah, Don Siegel.
Don Siegel.
That's right.
Donnie.
Wait, maybe it was Ron Howard. Maybe.
No way. What was Ron Howard's first movie that he directed?
Rob Reiner.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was one of those guys that just sucks.
Did Rob Reiner die? No, his dad died. Carl Reiner died.
Yeah, the better one of the two. The father.
Yeah. Yeah, Mel Brooks must be sad.
It's really sad. They hung out every day.
They were boys
into
for like
their 90s.
80 years.
Rob Reiner's, yeah, Rob Reiner's so sad. Is so funny because he's just like, I'm so mad about Donald Trump. I've locked myself in my bathroom and I can't get help. I'm dying of my own ass fumes. Please help me. Look, this is the most
recent. He's so mad at Trump.
The country has been tortured by Donald Trump for 4 years. 211,000 of us have died. In 29 days, the pain and suffering will end. Send tweet.
He said send tweet?
No, that's just the tweet. It's like, but I mean, it's... as an isolated thing, that would be fine, but it's that every 20 minutes...
He's going hard
for the last...
Day.
It's just constant.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers, why are they so sure he's going to, like, lose? Aren't you... It's the same way they were like so sure he was going to die. It's like, nah, he's probably going to... Mm-hmm. He's like, just don't celebrate until it's over, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk shit. You're only going to embolden him. You're only going to make him stronger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I'm, you know, whatever.
The videos from the hospital this weekend, I know this is coming out in a week, but the videos from the hospital this past weekend were just fucking awesome. When Trump thanked his fans.
Did he?
Yeah, he calls his supporters his fans.
Respect.
Yeah, it rocks.
Respect, Don.
If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them.
I don't know. It's just, like, they're all just fucking conspiracy theorists now. They're like, look at the way he says therapeutics. Something strange is going.
First of all, he's one of the weirdest talking guys of all time.
Well, he probably has like very mild autism.
Yeah.
That's why Barron Trump is that way, because he's like, look, you know, you get it a little bit, and then whoever comes next, they have it the worst.
Well, the older you are, the more like your cum turns to it gets skunked.
I've been admitted to Walter Reed for a very slight, very, very easy case of high-functioning autism. after the debates the other night, I wasn't feeling too hot. I started looking at a picture of a train, watching videos of sirens, and we have a White House physician, amazing team of doctors. They said, Mr. President, you may have autism. Let's just play it safe. We're going to check it out. I've been spending... Walter Reed, they've set me up with a Roblox account. I've been playing with Legos and baby... I've been doing baby stuff for the last 26 hours, and I it's amazing. I don't feel it at all anymore. It took it right away. Some of this stuff, and people don't like it when I say this, it's a miracle. It's a miracle from God, what they've sent... what they're doing with Legos now, some of the stuff that I've seen people make.
You could do Harry Potter world with Legos.
It's amazing. There's a picture online. Some guy built the entire Empire State Building out of Legos. Same size. Same size as the Empire State Building with all of the rooms and then people in it. And the people they have computer chips in their brains. They're made out of Legos, but they act exactly like the people that live in the Empire State Building. And I was saying, why don't we do this after 9/11? Obama... You know, 9/11 happens and he's sitting there with his sitting on his hands and he didn't think of it. Meanwhile, we've got somebody from our community, somebody from the autism community has remade the Empire State Building, which was destroyed in 9/11 with robot Lego. Donald Trump wins in a landslide. President completely blew out the ass of Joe Biden the other night.
President,
after his triumphant, we rebuilt the Empire State Building out of Legos speech after being diagnosed with autism as part of his October surprise. Michael Moore is just like, the president may be faking having autism. Don't be surprised.
My friend said he called his drug dealer mm-hmm. while the debates were on. Mm-hmm. He like went into the guy's car. It was like a Dominican guy. Mm-hmm. And he was watching the debate on his phone. And he turned to him. He's like, yo, Trump's like bodying him. Like, Trump is bodying this guy.
So you'd be really funny, though, if he faked like he's coming back from the hospital. and they just put like a massive fake dick on him.
Yeah.
And have his pants get like caught in the car door or something. I'd like to apologize earlier. People saw my penis.
Which was huge.
It's a side effect of having autism. Look, it's not, I'm not a hero, but it is a disability. And frankly, I beat it. Frankly, I beat having autism. Some of the things that people in our community are doing are just truly miracles from God. We've already organized with several of the leaders of other countries to have all of the formerly exported Furby dolls returned to the United States. Those belong to us. No longer. We're getting back all of our exports from the 1990s. And I don't care how much it costs. We're going to pay for it.
We're going to find the money.
We're going to find the money. We're getting all the yak backs returned to us. All the Tiger electronics, those are coming back to the United States. Mm-hmm. And it'll be your job. We're creating jobs to play with yak backs and that home laser tag Crossfire. You remember Crossfire? We're bringing that back. We've got Pogs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be somebody. We're gonna come into your town. We're setting up a Pog factory. Everyone's going to get a job there. Yeah, they'll all have health care. Through the factory, they'll be required to get you health insurance. And everybody gets free pussy at GameStop.
Woo! Four more years.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You think my penis is big? You should see Kamala.
Kamala,
she's got... They got Joe Biden. He brings this woman on, which, you know, I'm not going to say it, but they just wanted a black woman. I'm not going to say it. I'm not saying it. But...
We all know the truth.
We know the truth. We know what it is.
And she's got a huge penis, folks.
She's got a giant dick.
She's black. Her dick is large.
You know what they say about these people? That's why they vote for me, because we have a kin. I understand black people better than anybody. Because I have a giant, I have a cartoonishly large penis.
No one's been better for the African Americans.
I pull my pants down, they say, here's the cookout right over here. I come in. Here I come, I'm at the cookout. We're at the cookout. Some of the things they're doing at these cookouts, people don't like it, but they're miracles. They hate it when I say it, but it's a miracle from God that you can smoke meat that it has this kind of texture. That you can get ends to be that juicy, even though they're so crispy on the outside.
Damn, all barbecue.
Yeah, dude. A little barbecue in the Matrix.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good.
I might just go to Texas to get some barbecue. I might take a little
just
barbecue
do it.
Trip. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Line up some barbecue. Maybe go to a natural spring. I wonder if it's still hot in Texas.
I think it is. It's Texas.
Oh, my pussy lives in Texas. My entire pussy lives in Texas.
You want this pussy? You can't handle this pussy.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening, and give us all head.
And we'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hit the button, Adam.
Adam, do your job.